My very special guest in the second hour today is Jason Berry. Jason Berry, you may recognize as the fiddle player for the very, very fine bluegrass band Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. Jason Berry has a new album that will release September 6th of 2019 on Billy Blue Records. The name of the album is Jason Berry as the Ramblin' Fiddler, starring in Pieces. It's a great album. I've got a couple of world premieres for you today. We're very excited. In conjunction with having our conversation with Jason, there's a great discussion with Jason Berry. Wonderful guy. This album is so, so well done. You're going to love it. Can't get it till September 6th, but on Unreal Bluegrass, you can get a couple of world premieres. I'm really happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass for the first time a fiddle player everybody out there knows, Jason Berry. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing fine. I certainly do appreciate you taking the time to do this little interview with me, and it's a pleasure to be here with you, Steve.
Well, I'm happy to get to talk to you. When I say that the listeners would know you, they would instantly, if I said the fiddle player with Joe Mullins, Radio Ramblers, they would say, oh, yeah. Okay, so that might be the first impression that they have. And we can talk about that a little bit, too. I love Joe and the whole band. But I'm talking to you specifically because you have your own CD coming out, and we have access to a single that's been released. But that's pretty exciting.
It is. Yeah, it's coming out. Actually, this will be airing on the 20th, so we're actually on the 19th, the day before today. Official release of I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, the old Hank Williams tune. It's part of an album that I've got put together that's coming out on Billy Blue Records. That'll be officially released, the full album, on September 6th.
And Billy Blue, for the listeners, Jerry Sally's been a guest on this program when he started the labels, which he's now just picking up steam all the time. But that's one of the labels that Jerry Sally is kind of supervising for. And I know that Joe Mullins just signed, and you are, and he's kind of really doing a good job of bringing in some nice artists, I think. That's what I tell Jerry whenever I speak to him. I think he's doing a good job, and I think you're good to be on that.
Well, I certainly do appreciate the opportunity to be on it, that's for sure. I've been a side musician my entire career, and for somebody to listen to something that I recorded and think enough of it to say, hey, we need to put this out nationally, that means a lot to me. I never thought I'd have that kind of opportunity, just playing fiddle for someone else. So I'm still part of Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers and continue to play with them every week. But this was just a chance for me to record some music that I had inside of me, some fiddle tunes that I've written over the years that I hadn't recorded yet, hadn't really played in the band situation, and also some vocal songs that I'm a part of, singing baritone. It's something I don't get a chance to do on stage very often, so I thought I'd take this opportunity to do a little singing. And fortunately, I had some good friends in the bluegrass world that I could call on that were excellent singers, and I threw myself in there with them.
Jason, you're recognized, and I say this not to make you blush, because I can't see you blushing if you are, but Jason Berry, I believe, is recognized throughout bluegrass as one of the top handful of fiddle players in the business. I think you're recognizable, you're always perfect right on it, and you're playing in a band that allows you to be recognized as such, but your fiddle playing to me has always been tops.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. Every time I step out on stage, my main objective is to do the best that I can every night. And some nights we have a great performance, and other nights I feel like that I've never played the instrument before. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. That's my main objective.
I think every musician feels that way, don't you think? Sometimes they think they nailed it. Here's the funny thing. I think sometimes when they think they blew it, not that you're saying that, the audience will come up and say, that was the greatest ever. And sometimes when you think, does this ever happen to you? When you think you're nailing it, someone will go, ah.
Yeah, every single time. And it's funny that you say that, because I remember, I think it was an opera performance, and I went out there, and I didn't feel like I did very well, wasn't very confident in what I played. And then Joe handed me a CD of it a couple weeks later, said, hey, I burned this off of their archives, and take a listen to it, and I listened back. I was like, that was actually pretty decent. But it's just kind of where your head is, I guess, that night. Sometimes you walk out on stage, and you're just nervous, especially being a playing someplace like the Opry.
Yeah.
And you just don't know how well or even how bad you did sometimes until you listen back to the playback. And it's like that in the recording studio too.
I'm sure.
I've had times where I was like, man, I nailed that, and then I hear the playback, and I'm like, oh, that's not even close to being what it needs to be. So let's back up and do that again.
I want to hit, and I want to talk about the new single that's going to be released, on, and we'll play it here. But how long have you been with Joe Mullins?
It's coming up on 5 years.
Okay.
This coming November, the first weekend in November, will make 5 years.
I mean, I think all the listeners know, too, that Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, that's as real as you can get, and the stage performance. And it just I don't know if you all carry that from Joe's ability to be the MC and run the show, but I'm telling people that have not seen the Radio Ramblers with Joe Mullins, and now we know Jason Berry as fiddle. That's one of the best stage shows, and what I mean is this. It's very professionally done. You guys know exactly where you're supposed to be. I mean that musically and also positioned around what mic you're going to be, and it just runs like clockwork, and that's a tribute to the band and to Joe also because he demands that. But the band you're in have been for the last 5 years is to me one of the best on stage bands I've seen.
Well, that all goes down to what you just mentioned. We all kind of know where we need to be. Of course, we all lean heavily on Joe as being the front man and the MC. Of course, being a radio personality for 30-plus years, he's got a pretty good idea on how to talk to the people.
Oh, yeah.
If the crowd wasn't there, he put on the same show.
Absolutely.
we did a show over in North Carolina at this little kind of restaurant, kind of bar place. We played down in the basement. And this was our second time there. The first time we had a decent crowd, but they didn't advertise the second time. And for the first 15 minutes of the show, we had one person in the audience. And we were all kind of looking at each other, like, well, where is everybody? What's going on here? Is this, you know, somebody playing a prank on us? But Joe, man, we gave him the exact same show that we would have if there was 10,000 people out there.
That's
so
it.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of, you know, playing what the audience is going to like. If they're not responding to a certain kind of song, then, you know, we'll move away from that and we'll move into something else on the set list.
And I know from talking to Joe about this, Jason, I'm going to interrupt you, but you're putting on a show, and the audience is there to hear it, to see and hear a show, and they don't want to see a band that's not sure what number they're going to do next.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and when you're fumbling around, everybody's kind of
doesn't look
got
good.
A blank look on their face. Exactly, yeah. And even comes down to, for us, what we wear.
I was going to mention that. The band always looks professional, and I know where that stems from, and it makes a difference.
Absolutely, yeah. After all, those fans are spending their hard-earned money on a ticket to come see you, so, you know, they expect to be entertained, and we need to provide for them as best we can.
Well, you do. Let's focus more on this new album. And what's the name? Do you have a name of the album? When it's released, it's going to be titled what?
Yeah, the actual release is called Pieces. That's the official title. But we kind of have a persona that we've built around this. When I first met with Jerry and Ed Leonard, the owner of the label, I presented to him an idea for the cover that kind of based around a comic book, like a superhero kind of story. And after they heard that, like, we love that idea, let's run with it. Well, then they started brainstorming, maybe we can do like some sort of superhero character based around you. So we ended up developing a persona that's called the Ramblin' Fiddler. And Jerry's wife, Erin Sally, she's the one that came up with that name. We threw a bunch of other names out there, too, but she came up with, how about the Ramblin' Fiddler, since I'm playing with the Radio Ramblers. Like, that fits pretty good. And so we ran with it. And so the actual title of the CD, when you see it, is Jason Berry starring as the Ramblin' Fiddler in Pieces.
Do you have a cape on the cover?
No cape.
Oh.
I think if I'm remembering the artwork correctly, I've got my shirt ripped open, and there's a big fiddle on my chest, like Superman would have a big S on his chest. And I've got my fiddle held up in the air in victory.
So. Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great. We're gonna play the one song that I have access to, and I want you to. There's some very special things about. Of course, it's on your album, and you're playing really well. But the people that are helping you on the one single that will be released on the 19th. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, the Hank Williams tune. You got a special combination on the vocals helping you out.
Yes, for the first time officially on a studio recording, we have Paul Williams and Del McCurry singing a duet together on that song. As far as I know, in the 65 plus years that these two have been on the road professionally, they've never recorded anything together in a studio setting. There is a recording of them live on the IBMA Awards show, which took place about 3 or 4 years ago. It was those two plus Bobby Hicks out on stage. And then as the song progressed, more and more people joined him on stage, and he saw the new younger people coming up and adding their flair to the tune that they were singing. And that's probably the first official recording of those two, but the first studio recording is this one right here. So it's a little historic, and I'm pretty proud that through the help with Joe Mullins that we were able to pull it off. I first heard it done bluegrass style with Bill Monroe, but every time I heard it, I kept hearing a high tenor above Bill, and surprisingly enough, Bill only cut it with one fiddle, and I was hearing it with triple fiddles. And so I decided that I was going to go ahead and at least record the track, get everything going, and then approach Paul and Dell about getting them to sing their parts. Well, I saw Paul at Doyle Austin's Festival in Denton, North Carolina, and I told him what I was trying to do and already had the track going and was wondering if he'd be willing to sing the lead, and that I was hoping to get Dell to sing tenor. He agreed to it, and a couple weeks later, he was in the studio over at Steve Goley's doing some other recording, and he was gracious enough to include this one in that session. Got the tracks back, got everything lined up, and then I had to go to work on trying to get Dell to do his part. I run into Dell over at Music City Roots, and I got to talking with him backstage. I introduced myself and told him what I was trying to do, and see if he'd be willing to do the tenor. And by the time the conversation was over, he said that he would do it. But I was excited, and I had forgot about trying to get an email address or a phone number, some sort of contact info. So a couple weeks passes by, and I called Jason Carter, his fiddle player. Yeah. And I've been friends for years. And I told him, I said, man, I don't want to put you in a position, in a bad position or anything. I don't want to make anything awkward. So I need to get in touch with Dell about recording. What's my best way of doing this? And he said, well, you can get in touch with the management. I said, okay, can you help get me a number for that? And so he did. I called and left a message, and I never heard anything back. So I told Joe one day we were riding down the road, headed to a date, and I told him the situation. He said, well, he said, I might be able to help you out with that. So I'm planning on having him in the studio on the next band project. I'm going to have him play guitar and sing, and maybe we can go ahead and get both of them knocked out at the same time. And this was like probably 3 or 4 months before we were scheduled to go into the recording studio as a band, and I was hoping to get something done sooner on this song. So we made a demo of the song that we're going to have Dell do on the band project. And then he said, well, we'll include your track with Paul's vocal with this demo on the CD I'm going to send him, and we'll get him to cut both of them when he comes into the studio. So time passes. We finally end up in the studio, and Dell did a phenomenal job on the Radio Rambler song, the guitar song.
Yeah,
and
then
as soon as we finished up with that, me and Joe walked up to Dell. He was still in the vocal booth, and said, "Hey, there's another song on that CD with that demo. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it or not." He said, "I did." He said, "I didn't know what that was about." And so, well, that's our fiddle player. He's doing a fiddle CD, and he's got that going on there, and we're wondering if he'd be willing to sing the tenor to Paul on this. And he said, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that while we're here. So within 30 minutes, we had it laid down, and as far as I'm concerned, it was history being made.
It is. I mean, that's great that you were able to catch him, and that and Joe helped you to get his track on the thing. But it's a great. I've listened to it. You sent it to me in advance of today, and man, people when the fiddle parts start out, and it's perfect. It's a perfect approach to the song, and you got two of the greatest voices ever in bluegrass singing it, and that's a great single to drop as the first one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. And I've told everybody that's heard it, I said, I don't care if my fiddles were even a part of this, if I was even on it whatsoever. I want the world to hear those two singing together.
You're right. I'm glad you're on it, of course, and you are too, but still, just the fact that it happened and then the history you've given about the song and the fact that Paul and Del have never been in a studio to record or even been on a record together like that maybe wasn't live or it's a great feeling. It must feel great to you to be part of this and the rest of the album. I know. Tell me some of the you're gonna. There's some instrumentals on the album that's not released yet, but tell me about some of the other people that you got joining you.
Sure. Well, Joel Austin's on there with Kristen Scott Benson on one tune. Joel is Kristen's hero. Back in, I guess it was the late 80s, she was just a young kid, and her dad was a bluegrass fan, and there again, magic happening at Joel Austin's festival. Her dad took her to Doyle's Festival, I guess it was around 1987, I think it was, and she saw bluegrass for the first time, and up on the stage is Doyle Austin of Quicksilver and Scott Vestal playing banjo, and she went head over heels over it, and that's what inspired her to want to play the banjo, and she's always wanted to play with Doyle, and I actually come out of Doyle's band to join Joe's band, So I had a long-standing relationship with Doyle, and I was in the back of my mind trying to figure out how to get Kristen to be able to play sometime with him. So I'd always drop her name whenever we needed somebody to fill in on banjo, and for whatever reason that never transpired. So as I was putting this album together, I was writing a couple of fiddle tunes, and I had this one called Two Left Shoes, and first person I thought of for banjo was Kristen because her style lends really well to the style of fiddle tune that I wrote. And I kept thinking, man, I need a really good mandolin player on this that can play fiddle-type mandolin. And, of course, it dawned on me that, well, obviously my old boss can do it, and then that would give those two a chance to finally get a chance to pick together. So that's another one of those things that I'm really pleased on that I was able to make happen with this album.
So for that early on, Kristen wanted to record with Doyle and didn't until now.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you're like the matchmaker, man. You're bringing all these great pieces back together to make this great music.
Well, I'm very fortunate. Extremely blessed. I've been doing this for over 20 years on the road, and I've had a chance to meet a lot of great people. And most all of them are so giving and willing to do something to help out. And I, for lack of better words, I was able to take advantage of it for this project. But I'm extremely blessed to know these people. And I've got all their names in my phone.
that always helps. That always helps.
Yeah, they're all friends of mine. And but I also was able to do another instrumental called Sarah Joe. That's my wife's name is Sarah, and she had this nickname Joe when she was a little girl that her dad gave her. He always called her Sarah Joe, and as time progressed, they just called her Joe all the time. So I wrote a fiddle tune, and it turned out that I was thinking this should probably make a really good triple fiddle number, but I don't want to play all the fiddles. I've already done that on a number of songs on the CD. So I called Becky Buhler and Karina Rose Longston, and the two of them agreed to play the other parts. So that's another first, too, is the Becky and Karina and myself all playing together on a recording.
And the listeners know Becky from the Becky Buhler Band, and they know Karina from High Fidelity.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, great band. Well, so you just keep stumbling all these combinations that you need to get these things done, and you're able to pull so many great assists, we'll say, from all these musicians that you've learned to know over the years. That has to be really exciting, especially for a first kind of a solo project like this. That must be great. You're picking and choosing who you want, putting them in the songs, and they're all willing to do it, which is really out of respect for you. It's not the fact that you have their phone numbers or met them once. They're doing it because they know you, Jason Berry, and they want to help out.
Well, I hope that it's what you say. There, like I said, no man can do anything on his own, and I've been certainly blessed by all their friendships and their willingness to do some sort of recording. But a couple of other things that I've got on there that I'm pretty pleased with as well is my old buddy Mike Rogers, who played in Doyle's band at one time when I was there, and Brian Rickman from Lonesome River Band are singing together on there. We've got Corey Hensley, who's also a Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver alumni, singing on there as well, and Eli Johnson. So I lean heavily on some of Doyle's guys.
Well, you know, he's got good guys working for him, so that's a good source to go to.
Yeah. We got Joe Dean, his banjo player.
Yeah.
Josh Swift.
I know John. Oh, Josh. Wow. Okay. So that's also, he's also with Doyle, isn't he still?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah. And we got Jason Davis, banjo player.
Yeah.
We got him on there. And then Kevin McKinnon, he's actually Doyle's sound man, but a lot of people haven't seen Kevin on stage much in the last few years. He's a twin brother to Keith McKinnon, the banjo picker with Third Time Out.
Mm.
And Kevin's a phenomenal musician, and had a couple really up-tempo tunes on this CD that needed somebody like him, and luckily he was available to be able to lay some mandolin tracks down. He can pick anything, though, but mandolin's his main instrument. We've got him on there, and then, of course, Joe Mullins played banjo on a couple cuts, and then let's see, who else we got? Randy Barnes from the Radio Ramblers playing bass. Mike Terry's on there, as well as Dwayne Sparks. Let's see, who else?
Got a lot of them. You got a lot of them. They're hard to remember them all, but every one so far, I'm pretty excited for you getting these people on the CD.
Yeah. And they all did a lot of the recording these days. You know, I was able to record the rhythm tracks here at home, and then you can just kind of send things out to, like, Josh has got his own studio,
Jimmy's
got his own recording rig, and, you know, they take care of their parts at home. So I was able to do a lot of recording that way, and of course, I wasn't there to produce anything or to listen to what they were doing and make suggestions. I just kind of left it up to the picker to do what they do best, and that's to play their style. And whenever I produce something, that's the way I like to produce anyway. I don't want to call in a banjo player that plays a certain way to try to make them play a different way. If I want them to play a different way, I'm going to hire somebody who already plays that way, so
right.
I don't have to sit there and nitpick what they do. So that's kind of the way I went about recording this, and I kept hearing like for example Kristen's playing on a couple of cuts. So her style would fit these songs, so I sent those to her, and then Joe Dean same way, and same way with Joe Mullins. Actually was in the room with him when we did his, but Joe is such a proficient backup player, and he's a great lead player too.
Yeah, but you're right. He learned that from, well, I know where he learned it from, listening to Sonny all the time. But that's the master on that stuff and all those backup licks, and that's where Joe pulls from. I know. I've seen him do it, and you're right. He's a killer on that. Enhancing the song and playing behind it and filling that space in and not be obtrusive onto the melody or the lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I had him play on So Long So I Could Cry, because I knew that what he played would fit perfectly for what I was looking for.
Yeah. This is exciting. So how many cuts? We've talked about a lot of the people on it, and we have the one single. I may have another to play for the people listening. But how many cuts are on the album in total? Do you know?
There's 13. There's 8 instrumentals and 5 vocal songs.
Cool.
And there was originally going to be 12, but I get a lot of requests for the old fiddle tune by Jay Unger, or Shokin Farewell.
Yeah, sure.
And so I decided that if I was going to do it again, as I actually did it on my very first solo project when I was like 18 years old, and that's something that's been long out of print. And I decided if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it live on stage, because we always get such a good feel for it that way. I thought we might lose that if we step into the sterile environment of a recording studio. So I set up my machine and we recorded a couple live tracks, but the best one happened this past January up in Cedarville, Ohio, at Cedarville Opera House. So I went ahead and included that as well. It's a bonus track on the end of the CD.
Cool. So talking to Jason Berry about the brand new CD, will people be able to find it through a website for you or for the label, or how will, when it's ready, and I'm sure you'll do pre-orders at some point, what's a website, what would be the best website to follow when this thing comes out, when they can get it? Do you have one yet?
Well, I'm actually currently working on my own website, jasonberry.com.
Okay.
I actually bought the domain today and getting ready to launch that hopefully within the next week or two.
Okay.
jasonberry.com. And then, of course, Facebook. It'll be all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Billy Blue Records, billyblurecords.com, as well as radioramblers.com.
Right.
It should be on the Radio Ramblers website as well.
I'm looking forward, Jason, to getting the whole package. I appreciate your time. I know that you're getting ready to head out early in the morning to catch up with Joe and the Radio Ramblers and continue that fine performance standard that you guys always put out. And I'm just thrilled we could connect. And I'll catch you out there on the road somewhere, and looking forward to the new album. I'm real excited for you, and I think it's going to be great for everyone to listen to as well.
I'm excited for everybody to hear it. It's been a 2-year process for me to finally get everything finished and wrapped up, and it seems like we're at a snail's pace now trying to get everything out. But it's just part of the business, and you know, we got to make sure that everybody has what they need for reproduction.
Yeah.
And make sure everything's ready to send out to all the different radio stations. But I'm really excited. I haven't been excited about anything that I've recorded in quite some time that I have been about this. And I'm talking about solo projects.
Oh, I understand. No, I took it. I knew how you meant that. I didn't take it any other way, and I wouldn't let Joe think it any other way either. So I get what you're saying. So this is very exciting. I can't wait to get the whole thing, and we'll catch up to you. Maybe we'll chat when the whole thing drops. We'll have more information on each track, and we may catch up again to you at some point. That'd be all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, Jason Berry, thanks, man, and have a safe trip. Be safe traveling, as always, and enjoy the music, and I'll catch you somewhere. I promise I'll find you somewhere.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate you having me on the show with you today.
Thanks, Jason.